He did it before. He'll do it again. And so we are praying, Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve you faithfully. Open your mouth, somebody, and pray this prayer. For when we work, it will serve the kingdom, it will serve society, it will serve our families, it will serve ourselves. Lord Jesus, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands, O God, according to your word in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. Makadabo shatai, arada baliene meyandalaba, makatadaba shataliene meyandalaba, rabadadabo shegedene meyandalaba. Matana moshete abaliana moshete rabaliana mayande derebe. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord thanks for answer prayers.
Lord, we thank you.
We give you all the glory. Rabadada boshada bayanda labashatai. Jesus, we give you all the glory. We thank you. So Jehovah Jireh, my provider.
Enemy's goal is to steal God's prophecy concerning our lives, but it shall not stand in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Everything that God has said concerning our lives, clearly stated in His word, will be fulfilled in our lives in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Mark chapter 4, verse 14 to 20. The sower soweth the word. What is the word? God's prophecy concerning your life. Nothing happens by chance. Many a time we fail to experience change because we discredit God's word, because we overlook God's word. A believing sister, one day after church service, approached her pastor, who also happened to be a prophet, as in the prophetic office. He sits in the prophetic office as a prophet, but he was also a teacher of the word. So after church service, this beautiful lady approached the man of God with a situation. She asked him, she said, "Prophet, please, I had a dream that a madman was telling me that I should try so-and-so business. And I've been confused about it. Since it's a dream, I just feel led that I should do it. And so I came to tell you." Immediately, the man of God told her, "This is not of God." There are so many promises in God's word which have been preached over and over and over and over to us in church, at ministry, at Glow Music Ministry, we hear the word of God, we discount these, and we choose to now believe in strange things. Oh, I met a certain man on the way, and then he just came to me and laid his hands on me when I was on my way to work. He just walked to me and laid his hands on me and said that, "You are such a great person. You are such a great person, my brother." There are many scriptures in the word of God which have been preached over to you again and again. Things that Jesus has said concerning your heritage as a believer. You never spoke about these things to anybody. But a man who met you on the way and just walked to you and said something that is pleasing to your ear. That has been a test. You are now on the pulpit sharing. "Oh, I met a man and he just walked to me and he put his hand on my head and he said, 'You are a great person. You are great.'" You wanted to hear that. But what are these things that God has said concerning your life in his word, which has been preached to you, but in our mind, we take it that, "Oh, I came for rehearsal." So the word that was shared there, "Oh, it's for someone else. Oh, as for church, I come on every Sunday." So the word that came there, "Oh, it's for someone else. I need something that is personal, something that is personal." So then we start grading and demarcating what should come to us, what is for us and what is not for us. Because a man of God mentioned you by name and then declared something over your life, you've chosen to believe that. But what Jesus has said in his word concerning your life that you learned, you read at your devotion, you have discounted that because that one didn't come with a certain strange aura and strange encounter and strange circumstance. You discounted that and you are taking something else which is lesser in weight. May the Lord help all of us. Today, I want you to think deep. There is nothing that any man or woman would declare over your life which, when not connected to the word of God, is sure for your life. If you have a dream, and the dream is not in conformity with God's word, I am sorry. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Anything that you have seen concerning your life, anything that someone has declared concerning your life, which is not in conformity with Jesus, the word of God, it is not for your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That which Christ has said in his word should matter more to you. And anything anyone says, whatever prophecy you receive, must conform to that word, the word of Christ Jesus. If someone tells you, "You will die," and the word of the Lord tells you that, "I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord," and it is the living that shall praise God and not the dead. And it says that, "With long life, I will satisfy thee." It means when you place your case with God and stand upon these words of prophecy from God's word, who is a man to overturn the word of God? So there are many ways that the enemy steals what God has said and God has ordained concerning our lives, and we allow it to happen because we sideline what God has written in his word and we go for what men are saying. A man of God is a man. Whatever he tells you must conform with the word of God. Otherwise, whether he is prophet, bishop, archbishop, pastor, father, mother, whichever, it must stand on God's word. Otherwise, please go back to the scripture. What has God said? So you see in Mark chapter 4, verse 14 to 20, the sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Even before the message is over, then Satan starts attacking your mind. You know very well what the man of God is saying. This preaching you are listening to, this teaching you are listening to right now, you know that it's based on the word of God, what we are reading from scripture right here. But then Satan comes attacking your mind. Don't listen to you. You need something that is more vibrant for your life. You need something that is bringing money into your pocket. Forget about this one. This is not what you need now. This is not what you need now. That is what Satan does. He comes attacking your mind and says he cometh immediately. He didn't say he came later. This first group of people, he says Satan cometh immediately. So as the word is coming, then he's also coming. The moment the word is coming, then he's also countercrossing it right there in your mind. So you are listening to the word of God, and yet in your mind, a battle is going on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Declare after me, the Lord.
Lord,
whenever your word cometh to me,
whenever your word cometh to me,
grant me the grace to receive it with faith.
Grant me the grace to receive it with faith.
Not to receive it with doubt.
Not to receive it with doubt.
Block my mind from any attack of Satan.
Block my mind from any attack of Satan.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Whenever your word is sown into my heart.
Whenever your word is sown into my heart.
Let him never take it away.
Let him never take it away.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Because your word says.
Because your word says.
That the enemy cometh to steal.
The enemy cometh to steal.
These words that you have declared unto me.
These words that you have declared unto me.
But you have brought me life.
That you have brought me life.
So I receive your life.
So I receive your life.
The enemy will not steal it away from me.
The enemy will not steal it away from me.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Put your hand upon your head and declare upon your head and call your name. You will respond to the word of God. The enemy will not steal or take away God's word from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every prophecy declared in God's word concerning my life, it will not be stolen by the enemy. It will not be stolen through doubt. It will not be stolen by any attack of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, as the word comes to me, whether in church, whether at Glow Music, wherever I am, whether I'm listening, Lord, the word that you've spoken and declared unto me, coming through the teaching of the word, Lord, I declare it will not be stolen. 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 I will not lose my inheritance. I will not lose my inheritance. I will not lose, Lord, even your word given unto me in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the word of God that holds your future. It is the word of God that created you in the first place. It is the word of God that shapes your future. So when the enemy is coming immediately to steal that word, this enemy is a very bad enemy. He knows that that same word you are receiving arrange your life according to God's purpose. What is blessing is the declaration of God on man concerning his future blessing. We look at Jacob. He was blessed by his father, and that blessing is what preserved him in Laban's house. It took him throughout the future. That's what ensured his destiny, the blessing of the Lord. And it cometh by the pronouncing of words. And this word is God's word that has been declared concerning your life, clearly written in his word. So when the enemy cometh to steal, he comes for that word. And we thank God that as we've prayed by revelation, it has come to an end in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so I'll give you this last secret, that whenever you are encountering the word of God, you declare that, Lord, seal my mind in reception for your word. Seal my mind in reception for your word. Because the enemy is always roaming around, searching for whose destiny he can steal by stealing away the word that is coming unto them. Father in heaven, we give you all the praise. If you have not given your life to Christ Jesus today, I give you this opportunity to give your life to Christ. You can only gain revelation in his word through sonship, that he being your Lord and you being his child. And so, I'm giving this opportunity. Kindly say this short prayer after me. that my King and my Master Jesus, this day I surrender my life to you. I admit that I'm a sinner and I can't save myself, but you are the resurrection and the life. You are the source of living water, the one who has paid the dear price for my salvation. Today I surrender my life to you. Take charge over my life forever and ever, and grant me your Holy Spirit to be able to live a life that is pleasing unto you, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. I will bless the Lord forever. I will trust him at all times. He has delivered me from all fear. He has set my feet up on the rock.
Contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090.
May we share the grace.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.